During the past 4 weeks, we have been focusing on following in His steps. We have been recognizing the footprints we are called to follow. We have considered what it means for us to be passionate in prayer, to come intentionally into His presence through worship, to give with radical generosity, and to surrender ourselves through service. Now it is time for us to make a commitment. Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Dr. Neil Epler, Associate Pastor of Congregational Care and Older Adult Ministries at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. As we prepare to commit ourselves to pray, worship, give, and serve, we want to bathe this time in prayer and seek God's guidance and blessing. Thank you for joining us. Today is day 6 as we are praying about our commitments for the coming year. Today we're focusing on praying for radical generosity, giving. Our text comes from 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 7 through 16. Sometime later, the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him. Go at once to Zarephath in the region of Sidon and stay there. I have directed a widow there to supply you with food. So he went to Zarephath. When he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, "Would you bring me a little water in a jar so I may have a drink?" As she was going to get it, he called, "And bring me, please, a piece of bread." "As surely as the Lord your God lives," she replied, "I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little olive oil in a jug. I am gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." Elijah said to her, "Don't be afraid. Go home and do as you have said, but first make a small loaf of bread for me from what you have and bring it to me, and then make something for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, 'The jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry, until the day the Lord sends rain on the land.'" She went away and did as Elijah had told her. So there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family. For the jar of flour was not used up, and the jug of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah. And now some thoughts. Giving things away goes contrary to our nature. It appears that we live in a world of limited resources, so we better keep what we can. What if I run out of money? What will I do if I can't buy any food or provide for my family? While these may be some questions that truly haunt some people, for most of us, we are truly blessed. And there is usually more than enough. In today's passage, we hear a unique story about the prophet Elijah and a poor widow woman. This happened during the time when Elijah had prayed for the heavens to be closed, for there to be no rain or even dew on the earth. Everything was drying up. Everything was dying. Elijah had been fed by ravens and drank from a brook until it dried up. He was then sent to a widow in Zarephath. Elijah finds this woman gathering sticks to build a fire. First, Elijah asks for a drink of water. Now, this is no small task, as water was scarce due to the drought. But the widow woman goes to fetch the water. As she is going, Elijah asks her to bring him some bread. The widow then shares her tale of woe. She has only a little flour, and a little oil left. This is all she possesses. She is going to make some bread for her son and herself, and then they would die. I can't begin to think about being in her predicament. She was preparing the last meal for herself and her son. But the story gets stranger. The prophet Elijah asks her not to fear and to first make him some bread for her to bring to him. Then she can make some for herself and her son. Such audacity! Such selfishness! How can Elijah put himself before this poor widow and her son? But he also offers her a promise from the Lord. He tells her that the flour and oil will not run out until the Lord sends rain upon the land. The widow woman steps out on faith and does what the prophet asks. Pray for God to give you faith to trust in His provision even when it does not seem possible. Pray for God to encourage you to trust His word and His promises. God does provide for this widow woman, her son, and Elijah too. She was willing to give of the only thing she had, just trusting in God's word from His prophet. God tells us that He will bless us as well when we give and respond to what He is asking us to give. God doesn't usually ask us to give all we have, but He can. He wants us to have a willing heart to give anything He asks and trust Him to provide. The closest I came to giving it all to the Lord was when I went to seminary. I was just married, and we headed off to a big city with no place to stay and no jobs. We stepped out on faith, and God provided. We met other students at seminary who were staying in tents at a local campground until they could find jobs and places to stay. I know other people who have sold everything to go on the mission field, not knowing how they would provide for their needs. In all these cases, God came through and provided for their needs. It might not have been a mansion that they lived in, or steak and potatoes that they ate, but God provided their daily bread. Pray that God would help you to hang on to your possessions loosely. Pray that you will have a grateful heart. Pray for a willingness to respond when God nudges you to give. May God help you to give sacrificially. We often fail to recognize how blessed we are. We have clean running water when most of the world does not. We don't have to worry about our next meal. Instead, we worry about what or where we're going to eat. Many people in this world have no idea if they will find anything to eat today. We have a roof over our head and clothes to wear, while there are so many who are refugees who have only the clothes on their back and hope to find a safe place to spend the night. Pray that God would open our eyes to the hurting in the world. Pray that God would give us compassionate hearts so that we will want to give to make a difference in this world, right here, right now. May we have the faith of the widow woman to step out, to share what we have, and to trust God to provide. And now some questions to consider. How can God give you a generous heart? Are there things you can give beside money? What about your time? What about your talents? What about other material possessions? How can your giving make a difference for the poor of this world? Thank you for listening. and have a blessed day.